Blake Griffin and Langston Galloway combined to score 45 points last night as they lead the Pistons to a 106-95 victory over the Washington Wizards. After the game, Griffin told Fox Sports Detroit a key to that win was a solid defensive effort by the Pistons that led to some pretty easy scores on offense.
You know, when we get stops, when we get out and run, you get an easy basket, and now you come back and get another stop, and that momentum, you know, keeps going, and every shot doesn't feel like it has as big of a consequence, I guess, if it doesn't go in. So, you know, when we're locked in defensively, or even when they do score and we get the ball quick and run it back down and get a good look, then it's a different game for us.
That win ends a two-game losing skid for Detroit. In meeting with reporters yesterday following practice in Allen Park, Lion safety Glover Quinn was asked if he's thinking at all that Sunday's regular season finale against Green Bay could be his final game as a member of the Lions.
I don't know. We'll see.
The 32-year-old Quinn, who briefly thought about retiring last offseason, will be entering the final year of his contract with the Lions in 2019. The Christmas break officially ends for the Red Wings tonight as they're in Pittsburgh to take on a Penguins team that's been playing some pretty good hockey of late, winning 6 of the last 8. Complete coverage of that game right here on The Ticket. Faceoff is at 7. Running back Mohamed Ibrahim rumbled for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns last night. He would power Minnesota to a 34-10 win over Georgia Tech at the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field. That victory means the Gophers finish the year with a 7-6 record. Other finals from college football Wednesday. TCU beats California in overtime 10-7 at the Cheez-Its Bowl in Phoenix. The First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College was canceled yesterday because of dangerous thunderstorms that rumbled through the Dallas area. At the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Tony Ortiz. For more, go to 971theticket.com.